This is the Cam Jansen Show.
This was bet by Pandolfo to Jansen up the wing and a drive.
Cam Jansen told me today, he said you're probably going to see this.
Now we have a fight. Jansen and Downey. There's a left by Jansen. Another left. Now the right by Jansen.
And Cam Jansen comes out of the penalty box and scores a memorable goal.
This is the Cam Jansen Show.
Cam Jansen Show, a.k.a. the toughest show in the league. Of course, we are live at Top Shooters, 531 Old State, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois. Come on down and say, hey, what a beautiful day out. It is gorgeous. I don't know what you pressed back there, Rock, but I can't hear myself. Now I can.
There
hello.
Hey.
Hello. It is Friday. Me, Dave Rapp, the third. I am Cam Jansen, by the way. And we got Matt Rocchio cruising on behind us, doing his thing, spinning the dials. And we have my lovely fiance, Kate Bryan, sitting next to us. Who I guess you probably should be at work, but we won't tell anybody. Anyway, what a cool time to come
There's
out here.
There's also a guy that looks like Bruce Affleck here.
B.A.?
It's not him.
No, it's not.
It looks like him.
Oh, because he's got a mustache?
Well, the mustache
geez,
is
Louise.
A dead ring.
B.A.'s like listening right now. You know that. Again, we are live at Top Shooters. Come on down and say, hey, they got a lot of things going on too, by the way. Tonight they have darts for kids. Always a big turnout. I believe it's a great charity work as well. Songs for Soldiers next Friday. You guys know what that is. And October 6th, of course, the main event. Well, Blues vs. Blackhawks to start. And then the prelims start. And then Conor McGregor is fighting. And you can watch him, by the way, for free. Against
fighting Khabib.
Khabib, who is going to try to ground and pound him. And he's a strong kid. And he's got to get those ears drained eventually here.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like, you get those damn things drained a little bit, bud. But anyway, he's a bad dude, and I don't know if it's the best matchup for Conor McGregor, but who cares? That guy's the baddest dude around right now, and the most entertaining athlete since I don't know who.
I mean, he's the most entertaining athlete, period, in all of sports, is what you're saying?
I think so. He's up there, for sure. No doubt.
I mean, up there is one thing, but are you saying the most? Because I don't think he's the most entertaining. I think
he's up there, dude. I think he is transcended.
What we have to do is, are we saying whole package, or are we saying just what they do on the ice, in the cage, on the field?
I think whole package,
okay.
For sure. And
whole
popularity.
Package, I can see
and
it.
Yeah, dude.
I thought you were talking about most entertaining while playing their sport.
He's Muhammad Ali, dude. But Muhammad Ali went through so many different things because it was the 60s and stuff like that. There was a lot of different things going on in the United States with the war and how he did this and did that and whatever case is. But Conor McGregor is that loud.
Right.
Does that make sense? He's that loud.
What's crazy to me is a sham. And I'm a Conor fan, right? You know this already. You and I are both MMA guys.
He does stupid things, says stupid things, but God almighty, I like watching.
What's crazy to me, two things. And we'll just touch on a little bit on MMA here, is at the same time Conor's been doing what he's been doing, I'll be a shill for a local guy. Our boy Ty Woodley has been doing the same exact thing, if not more, beating
he's
guys
a great guy too.
On the same spectrum as Conor has, and he gets none of the recognition.
Because,
he
man,
gets called boring.
You got to look at the WWE side of this sport.
Exactly.
You have to
be
loud. You have to have a character, and Tyron Woodley comes to work and he does his job.
Right.
He'd be a great hockey player.
He would.
You
he
know what I mean? He keeps his mouth
mentality.
Shut. He does his thing and he pumps himself up and he's got to defend himself in a lot of different ways. He defended himself when I interviewed him for 20 minutes. I agree with everything he said. He ripped his shoulder out and he's trying to throw from the inside and he had to play defensively a little bit. And he still won the fight, and people are like, hey, you weren't entertained. Damn it, I ripped my shoulder out, dude. Here's why. And I'm like, I get that feeling, man. Anyway, Conor McGregor is loud. He's interesting. He's dynamic when he fights. It's just his fighting style is unbelievable.
Dynamic when I fight.
He does somersaults and kicks you in the neck, and then he does this, and he does. He's just pure entertainment, and that is going to be an awesome thing. So to tie it all together, come here October 6th, Top Shooters, 531 Old State Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, and watch the main event. Probably you're watching history, of course.
And here's the deal, man. If you're a Blues fan, you already know Top Shooters is one of the best blues bar, if not the best blues bar in town. But here's a really cool thing. You're only like 5 minutes away from downtown right here. So what you could do is go to that Blues game. They're playing the Hawks, after all. Go watch the Blues. Then come on over to Top Shooters. and you know you'll get a spot because the place is huge and there's TVs everywhere. And, there's no cover.
No cover. That's crazy.
Within 5 to 10 minutes after the Blues game ends, you could be in Columbia, Illinois, watching Conor McGregor take on Khabib in what is sure to be one of the fights of the year.
It's going to be bad to the bone. And, again, I don't think the matchup's going to be great. But in other news, too, we're watching a Carlin game right now. I believe they are down playing against Chicago.
Those St. Louis Deadbirds?
Oh, why are you so negative? Negative, Nelly. They're down 2-0 to Chicago going into the top of the third. So a lot of sports going on, but the big reason why you guys, I'm sure, are listening is the
it's
Blues.
Hockey time, my friend.
It's hockey time. The smell is in the air. Oof. I walk out this morning. I'm like, ooh, it's a little chilly. That means hockey's coming,
baby.
Have
to put a pullover on when you take the kids to school.
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
You got to it's hockey time.
It is hockey time, baby.
A lot of hockey coming up for you, obviously, on the show today. We got a game tonight against Dallas at Enterprise. We'll talk a lot about that. Previewing that game. Last home preseason game of the year, obviously.
Yeah,
one more on the road after this. And then
in Washington, by the way, which is unique.
Then they get ready for, next Thursday, the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Winnipeg and, Jets coming to town.
There we go.
And they're big and bad, too.
And we'll talk about the preseason thus far. A lot of guys at this point campaigning, downright championing the cause
making
of one Jordan Kyrou and
making it tough.
A Sammy Blais as well. Good piece on Wallman by JR and the Athletic. We'll talk all about that. Bartuzzo's suspension is what we'll lead off on today. I'll just make it simple before we get into the nuts and bolts of it. What do you think about the Bartuzzo suspension?
We starting there?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. You're suspending him a couple games in preseason, so what? Although that does set you back a little bit, especially being a 6'7" defenseman.
Right.
Like Bertuzzo is, he needs to show and prove himself, although I think he did.
They know who he is.
They know what he's going to do. The Duke is skate. This isn't going to set him back. To be honest, it's not, because he's trying to hit guys, and we don't have enough of that on the defensive side of things anyway. And Bertuzzo fits in great in this lineup, and he's going to get games. He hit him with the elbow, man.
Yeah, he got him. I don't think it was malicious.
It's not that big of a deal. No, knocked him out.
Right, I sent you our notes. I said it was a bad hit,
but
it wasn't malicious.
No.
And I didn't like the way they described it in the NHL video.
What'd they say on that?
Was
it Chelios doing it?
I couldn't tell who was voicing it. I don't think it was Chelly. But I didn't like the tone that it took where it made it look malicious. I think the guy was trying to follow through with the check, and his arm got up. You were actually shocked that I was – okay with this.
Well, yeah, because you want fighting and hitting and all physical play outside of
I don't want it gone.
Hockey.
I'm just saying it wouldn't be the worst thing if we opened the game up for, a ton more.
We don't want people to get suspended left and right all the damn time. We see what's happening with football right now, and it's not helping things. Hockey doesn't need to go that way. There's the injuries are there's not too many injuries anymore. Look,
the argument, though, in football, you never get away from the fact that tackling is the essence of that sport.
Absolutely.
In hockey, the point that I've always tried to make to you is, yes, the game would be fundamentally different, but I'm not necessarily ready to say it would be fundamentally different in a bad way. So, yeah, I agree. The game would change, but I'm not saying I would hate the new hockey. I love hockey the way it is. I'm okay if it never changes ever again.
Oh, yeah. How's
I'm okay
that? Wait. I could read down in this little write-up that you gave me this morning, and you said, oh, cool, the Hartford Whalers jersey are coming back. Boy, I miss the old-school hockey. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't like the old-school fights.
Yes,
you don't like
the
old-school hits.
Yes,
you don't like the old-school anything. Don't lie to me.
I like when fights meant a little bit more. I like
they
when
mean more now than they ever
the
did.
The glory days for me was I'll say 88 to 94. As far as the fighting.
Oh, I hear you. No, no doubt.
Maybe 95,
and you know what? Because in the 70s, it was too chaotic.
Too much.
You can't have, and I agree with that, dude. You can't have guys. But you know what's happening now, and I do like.
Freaking Plager Brothers are going in the crowd beating people up. You can't have it.
It's entertainment. Don't get me wrong.
And now people bring weapons.
You can't have guys coming off the bench on every scrum.
Right.
I get that. Stupid. Slows the game down. But what I like now.
And it makes you look stupid.
What I like now in the NHL, where the tough guys are going and how they're getting molded into a new era of toughness, is the Tom Wilsons, where I'm playing 15 to 20 minutes a night. I could skate, I could shoot, I could hit, and I'm bad to the bone. Now what are you going to do? Those are the new age tough guys that are getting 20 a night.
Those are the guys that are going to be coming in this league. There's going to be guys going through juniors now that are big, that could skate, and that could that have skill, and they're tough too. Farm boy out west, whatever the case is.
Well, Joel Edmondson's a perfect example.
Exactly. But I'm talking big power forwards that are playing on the first line. Joel's,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean, there's
going
to be
right.
D in that situation. Yeah. I'm talking forwards that
Matt
are wreaking, just creating hell on people. So I like that aspect because these guys are like the old school Bob Pro. I mean, Bob Prober scored. He went to an All Star game in the early
Bob
90s,
could
dude.
Score. Bob
he could score. I think he put 20 up that year and like 60 points.
Bob Edmonds. You know, you always make fun of me because I've always been such a big Sean Avery fan. But that's what one of the elements I like about Sean Avery is
he was effective
score when he wanted.
He was effective.
If
man.
You played him 20 minutes a night, he would put up numbers that reflected that kind of
numbers.
Right.
He could penalty kill. He gets under your skin. He's always doing something. You're focused on him when you don't want to be, and that's tough.
Right. If Kempney doesn't get hurt, I don't think there is a suspension, and I don't think if Bortuzzo wasn't a repeat offender at this point that he gets the suspension.
Man, he caught him in the chin, dude. It is what it is.
I know, but
and
he's also got
he didn't
the suspension
get a penalty on
and two fines.
Didn't get a penalty on it either.
Bortuzzo suspended already once and two fines. So they take that into effect. I know you hate it when we had the Tom Wilson situation last year when he got the games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I said, guess what, Cam? Like, I agree with you. The hit probably doesn't warrant this, but the fact that he's a repeat offender making these mistakes, that's why the NHL is going after you.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I know you love to give me trouble for it. I'm okay with the NHL going over the line on some of this, even though I think this Bortuzzo stuff is excessive, especially in comparison to something that happened with Max Domi. If you want to make that comparison, I thought the Max Domi thing was much, much worse.
Yeah, it is.
But I think Bortuzzo was punished more severely.
He was.
I'm okay with the NHL going over the line on punishments if they want to get this garbage out of the game and try to clean it up more. But you got to be consistent. And my problem is the NHL very much, in my opinion, lacks consistency when it comes to doling out punishment in these situations.
Yeah, they do. I think the NFL does a way worse job. But, still, I don't want people to get suspended left and right, left and right, left and right, because you had your elbows down, you had your shoulder down, and the guy kind of moved at the last second. You catch him in the jaw. Bortuzzo was stretched out, and he tried to hit the guy, and Kempney stopped quicker than he thought.
Right.
And that was like, you could have controlled yourself a little bit better with that. But if he comes down and everything else is down, because his hands were up when he hit him, he elbowed him. But if you don't elbow somebody and your shoulder and you're squared up perfectly, and all of a sudden the guy kind of puts his head down, and then you catch him in the jaw with your shoulder when it's down, then it's like, you're going to have to take that into effect that there's nothing else I could have done. I was committed to the hit.
I'm kind of surprised that it went from no penalty to suspension.
Happens all the time.
My point is going to be, I think that's is that not a sign that there's something, there's a disconnect in the officiating here?
I think that's a sign.
If you're talking about hits that aren't getting even penalized, I understand. I
are
understand
you
maybe finding
back to my
somebody.
Offsides call where it was like, if we have this many replay offsides calls, have we been calling?
I'm just
wrong for
I'm
all
just
these
saying
years?
This. I think we've heard a lot of times of guys not getting foul, not getting hit for fouls, but then catching fines. I think that makes sense in a sense that you don't realize it in the speed of the moment. But if it's that drastic that it
was
deserves a
two-game
suspension,
game.
It was
a regular season game.
Oh, no,
I'm just shocked
it.
That it doesn't cost anything
it,
at the moment. And I think I'm almost surprised the NHL draws the eye to that big of a discrepancy.
Well,
Pete Offender, Kempney got hurt.
Well, the reason why is because it happened so fast, and the play was already in the slot, and they scored right off the bat after that. So all the attention was on the slot, and Bortuzzo kind of hit him and finished his check, and he just lifted his arm and caught him real quick, and it was enough force to real buckle him. But plays happen so fast that all the focus was in the slot at that point because that was kind of where the puck was. So I could see how they missed that. Dude, I got dinged. A bunch got suspended and fined, and they didn't call a damn penalty. They didn't call a penalty
here's
on my Thomas Caberle hit.
Well, here's the other thing. Robert Bortuzzo is a very tall man, so his arms get up easier.
He is a big guy.
When you're following through on your head, listen, I'm okay with the suspension. I thought
I'm fine with zero tolerance.
I want the head off the table. I want no more contact to the head. I want it out of the game.
Yeah.
That you can make fun of me the day I die, Cam.
I'm not making fun of you for that.
But I want head
make
contact
fun of you for your
out of the game. Period. The end. I want to see zero concussions in the NHL because
it's never
going to
happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I don't want to see it. I'm done with it. I don't want to see the best players in the world affected by brain injuries. I want the NHL I want the NHL to be everything the NFL is not. In terms of making the game safer.
Well, you're going to have it no matter what. But if it's malicious like the old Savard hit.
Zero tolerance.
And when you're skating back, when you're skating on a back check and the guy's cutting through and you clip them like that and you target the head that way, yeah, those are gone. No one's even doing that anymore anyway. But
yeah,
when it happens. When? Show me. And they're dinged
through,
for seven games.
I'm
they're
pretty sure your boy
seven.
Tom Wilson got it a few times last year.
Yeah, he didn't target the head, man. I know exactly what hit you're talking about. I think
it
was against Tampa.
Well, he got dinged like two or three
times. That was against Vegas. It was Marchessault, and he crushed Marchessault when he dumped the puck in. It was a little bit late, but he didn't target the head. What are you just saying? I don't want any of this.
I don't want the head contact.
Look,
the
hitting has changed drastically since I retired till now. No one's catching guys on that back check hit like it's that Savard hit. All those kind of hits are really weeded out. Now the ones that are kind of under review are the ones where they keep their shoulder down, they keep their speed, the dude has a puck, but he just kind of puts himself in a bad spot and then accidentally targets ahead and knocks a guy out. Those are debatable then.
What about an NHL where you were only allowed to check in the neutral zone?
God, why you piss me off?
I just like throwing these scenarios out there. I want to see what you say to it.
And this is why
you listen to this. Kate's even shaking her head.
Promised
he's pissing
on Twitter
off.
When he shared the video, he said he's never going to let
Lord.
Dave make a league decision.
Jeez, today
during the show, he's going to continue that quest with this new ridiculous proposal.
Only in a neutral zone. So when they're coming down with
I'm
their
just head,
those are the nastiest hits anyway. Those are the hits that
I'm
where
trying
you
to give
screw.
You bloodthirsty warriors.
Yeah, what
you want is bloodlust. I want goals and talent and skating.
I want the
you
game.
You guys want everybody to end up paralyzed and bleeding out of their
what an
eyeballs.
Extreme, stupid statement that is.
Ugh.
What is it? Are you listening
Goodness
to this, Kate?
Gracious.
Holy macaroni.
Could you imagine the NBA if everybody was allowed to just knock their blocks off all the time?
Yeah, I'd watch it. 855-282.
Let me just be real clear about something. That was the NBA in the 80s, and that was the best basketball.
It was the
of
best
all time.
Ever. And just like you liked the 90s hockey, too, except for the hooking and clutching, of course.
Right. Scott Stevens is ending people's careers right now.
Let's get to the text line a little bit here. The last series. Okay. Get to hockey, blanks.
There you go. Told you, Cam.
Hockey Bob goes, hey, Cam, it's still not cold enough for me to sew my sleeves back onto my shirts. Yeah, I'm surprised you're even wearing a shirt. Splashback
right,
Deuce goes, so rap. And all a star player has to do is go into a check and drop his head to get the opposing player dinged. Yeah, that's what rap wants. Let's play no-touch hockey. Let's turn everything into a pansy sport. 636. Go ahead and create a name for yourself,
there
sir.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, Rabbit. I don't want Sidney Crosby out for 6 months because of a head injury, but you're not going to be able
to
avoid
that. Wow, man. Eric Lindros would have just sent entire teams into the box.
Eric Lindros hurt himself because he kept his head down,
well,
dude.
Let me tell you
I watched
what.
If all you have to do is drop your head for the opposing player to get dinged, Eric Lindros would have put entire teams into the box, Cam.
Man.
It would have been insane.
Yeah, well, Eric Lindros
entire
hurt
checking
himself.
Line just out of the game entirely.
Man, oh, man. You wouldn't be able to stop him. You wouldn't be able to stop an Eric Lindros with your theory.
In
what
fairness,
are you going to do
with him? Call it my
in
theory.
It is your theory.
In fairness, if you actually extended, he'll admit what he wants is 6'5", 200-pound freaks scoring almost at will because it's more fun. He'll admit that's exactly what he wants. He wants Eric Lindros going down the middle. Free to score
even
goals.
Tim Wheeler's even looking at him right now. Look at him. Yeah, let him know. He wants no checking in hockey,
that's
Tim.
Not true.
Look
not
at this
true.
Guy.
Not
it's
true.
Out of control.
It's not true.
From the 66, Bi used to think you were good to listen to, Dave, but now you suck. Hey, Rapper, can you talk to Jake Allen? I'm worried, very worried. Rap wants roller hockey.
Hey, what do you want me to say to Jake Allen that I haven't already said? I've tried. I got nothing
Jake
left.
Didn't look that badly. look, if you want, okay, and we have a lot to talk about
right,
today.
We got
but
a lot
we will.
To get to
Jake there. Allen's going to be one of the topics anyway, so we might as well start now.
I tried to keep him off the list today.
I didn't mind his game the other day.
It's
he let two in. He stopped 18 out of 20 or whatever it was, something to that effect.
Great.
He made some good saves, made some great saves on the power play. Against Ovechkin, lining up in the slot, waiting for that monster one-timer. That team moved the puck around so fast, it made my head spin. And Ovi made a sick play. Jake stayed poised, made some good stops. The goals that they did score were hard. They were just right there, six shots. So it is what it is.
If we're going to talk Jake Allen in the preseason, let's get to the important things. What do you think of his new pad setup? I personally think it's kind of lame because I think Jake's always had really cool pads. I don't really like this year's pad setup.
That's where we're going with this?
Yeah, I think so.
His pads?
Well, pad setup, buddy.
I mean, goalie my nerds. Gosh almighty. Goalie nerds, that's all man. He cares about now. He's goalie that kind nerds. Of hockey fan. No, look, Jake Allen, I think, looked okay. He's going to get a big
it's
test
preseason,
tonight.
Preseason, right?
Yeah, but it is pre- and it's preseason football is different than preseason hockey, man.
We're going to talk about preseason hockey.
I really do think tonight's going to be an NHL lineup on both teams. They are, except for Steiner, Perry, Dunner, and Fabs are not going to be
well,
in
no,
tonight.
I think Perron's going to actually end up
is
in the
Is he
going to
play?
Now. Yeah, I think
okay.
He's
did you get look that up? Because
I'm almost positive I saw that earlier.
The Dallas Stars are bringing a lineup into town here. Of course, you know, there's always that competition between us and the Stars. They're going to be the next team that's going to get
– Jimmy
gonna,
Montgomery coaching
They're
going to
creep
now.
Up, and they're going to take away some points away from the Central Division. So this is going to be a rivalry against each other all year long. So it kind of is going to start tonight at home, and they both are loaded. So it'll be fun to watch, man. And we're going to be interesting to see what Jake Allen does with a power play with Sagan on it, with Jamie Benn on it, with Spez doing his thing. So
games
glad you
on
love.
Fox Sports Go tonight as yeah. well. If you're looking to watch that thing, you can watch yep. it. And our buddy Joey Vitale, they're going to carry the radio feed as the play-by-play on the TV feed for Fox Sports Go tonight.
Good, good. I mean, so people are just Joey craving to watch it. They're craving to watch
it. I was going to go down there tonight, but now I know that it's on TV. I'm going
know,
home to watch
I know, I know, I know. Oh, we're going to be at every single game anyway. I'm going to be at every single game anyway, so it doesn't matter. So Dallas tonight, hopefully Perry's going to be in the lineup. I'd like to see
I
what he's
going
to do.
I think he's going to be in. Rock, will you check that for me, please? But I'm pretty sure Perron's in the lineup.
We haven't. He's real busy back there. We haven't got into the young kids yet. I know we got a couple minutes before we got to go to break here, but.
Well, we got a lot to get into because the preseason thus far, right?
Yes.
You're talking about the young kids in the preseason yes. thus far. And the case that Jordan Kyrou has made to be on the team now.
I absolutely agree. Does Sammy Blay have to go through waivers? No, he does not, I don't think. What's
all right, per Jim Thomas, he says, Yo, says Allen is also scheduled to start the preseason finale Sunday in Washington. And I believe he said also, so I assume it looks like it's going to be Allen again today.
Yeah, he's going to play all the whole
yeah,
game.
So, yeah, it will be, and then again,
you have the Lions?
Preseason finale on Sunday, and then per Jim Thomas, the Lions, it's going to be Maroon, O'Reilly, Tarasenko. Gotta love that.
Oh, baby.
Schwartz and Kyrou. Gotta love that.
Who? Schwartz, Schinner, and Kyrou?
Yep.
Oh, snap.
Love that. Blay, Bozak, Perron.
Ooh.
There you go, Perron's
And then the right fourth time. Line, this is interesting, Barbashev, Thomas, Sundqvist. I think we can see
so
where
no
the,
Yashkin.
I think we can see where the pairing and the tossing are. The note on Yashkin from, again, per Jim Thomas on Twitter. Yashkin not in the lineup for the second straight game.
He played
Yo
three
says
in a row.
He's not to read anything into it.
Yeah, right.
So Yashkin has already played three games this preseason, and other vets need to play their third tonight.
Exactly. No, they know Yashkin's going to make the team. They
I don't
need
know.
To play. Yes, he is, dude. I bet you $1 million.
This
bucks.
Is the one thing.
I know he's
going to
make the team.
That means somebody's getting cut.
Of course.
This is the first time Yashkin actually looked like he's 6'2".
You, dude, listen.
Yashkin's going to make the team, dude.
No one has been a bigger fan of Dmitry Yashkin over the years than this guy right here. I have sang that song
like
over
him.
And over again. That's why Rock's looking at me
look,
like that.
Look, Yashkin's not expected to be on second, third, or
but
third.
Here's
he's going to be a fourth
I don't
guy.
Know that he's going to play.
Here's the real problem. Rap has been for days now, tortured by how great Ty Ratty has looked in an Oilers uniform.
It's actually in the notes.
It's bothering
him
so much.
I don't even send Rocchio the notes, and they're in our notes.
Called
we're
going
to talk about that
look,
later today.
Look, they're giving Sundqvist an opportunity tonight to see what he could do. We don't know what the hell. We haven't
if
seen
I were him,
play.
I'd pack my bags.
He's
obviously
the guy that's
not making
that's
the team.
The
sorry,
guy that's not going to make the team. Yashkin's going to make the team. They don't need to see Yashki anymore, and they're gonna give Barbie, Rob Thomas, and his son Sundqvist a look on the fourth line and see what they could do. And that's completely understandable. You gotta give Sundqvist something.
I think Kyrou and Blay have already made the team.
And Rob Thomas. Well, they're gonna keep Thomas too. I think it's up to Kyrou or Blay. They're gonna have to pick one or the other. Although there are injuries, and if you do the math, if Fabry's on the IR. Gunnarsson's still on the IR, then maybe that there could be room for that, but it's going to be Kyrou or Blay.
I didn't see this earlier on Jim Thomas's, but according to Luke Korek, the D pairs really quickly, Bomeister Petrangelo, Edmundson Pareko, and then I don't know if this means anything because he's right on the edge. Both of them actually, Wallman Schmaltz is the third pairing. What do you guys think about
Wallman's
the,
going
who,
to
what
San
do you
Antonio?
Guys, what do you, who do you think's making it on the D? D
Wallman's
side?
Going to San Antonio.
And if Schmaltz is making it,
Schmaltz
he's
is
riding the
make
pine.
It.
Yeah. No,
Schmaltz is going to play. Especially because Bartuzzo suspended for his
first game. Schmaltz is going to play. Wama's going to get sent down, and then the last preseason game, they're going to see what they could do with this Mikula kid. And it's going to be up to Wama, and it's going to be, I don't care, whether it's up to Mikula and Wama down in the minors, who gets called up first. That's my
opinion. Yo think, likes Mikula.
Because he's looked great.
Who said that was coming, by the way?
How mad will you be if his name is pronounced Nyko Mikula?
I don't care.
How mad will you be?
I don't care. I don't care. I change names, and the guys have to accept it. It is what it is.
We're going to take – are we up – what time do we have to be out for this?
We've got two more minutes. We're good.
Well, we'll keep going, but when we come back from break, we're going to have to get into the fourth line at some point.
Big time.
Do you go grit or do you go young gun? You don't have enough roster spots to keep them all here.
No, I know, because you're going to either have to keep 2D, which is more reasonable than keeping two forwards extra.
Right.
So a lot of guys are going to have to get sent down. Maybe a couple guys are going to have to get sent down and put on waivers, and they're going to have to accept that, and that's fine. If you send guys through waivers now, it will be so convoluted through the waiver wire that there's so many other guys that people are going to pick up. This is the best way to sneak somebody down there instead of doing it 2 months from now, and maybe a couple injuries are there, and somebody might snag him up because you're the only one cruising around, just like it happened to Ty Ratty last year.
The
and real quick, Big Al, look, I'm sitting next to Kate, so if you – sending naked pictures of chicks again.
Oh, no.
You know, you're going to get her fired up.
No.
Flashback news goes, after this weekend, Jake Allen's glove is the only glove that matters in the city.
I read that second. I didn't read it. I didn't hear it.
He goes, after this weekend, Jake Allen's glove is the only glove that matters in this city.
True.
It's not funny. They are
Cardinals
down 3-0. Hockey Bob goes, fellas, I'll be there at about 3 o'clock.
Great.
Don't care. Father White says, get wrap a maxi pad. And then Big Al just sends in pictures of himself. How you guys doing? What's up?
Listen, I as I've said a million times, if hockey never changes, I'd be okay. I love hockey.
I like hockey right now. It's the best. It's the best it's ever been. It's opened up.
I'm
it's
just
great.
Saying I would be okay with 10 to 9 games too. I love hockey that much. I would like to see – like you always talk about, and I agree, I'd like to see it develop even quicker, though, that new breed of NHL tough where it's the
so
guy
you agree
who
with
can
that?
Play both ends.
Exactly, yeah. Playing 20 minutes because that's what you're going to get. Even and maybe you'll get a guy that can move up and down the line like a Pat Maroon that could really, really fight and knock guys out like another Lucic, but you can put him on a fourth line and only make, you know, $1.7 million right. or $2 million, but he's putting up 10 goals. He might penalty kill for you, but he can knock you out too. So I just always want that element in the game. But now you really are going to have to play. Even with me and be able to hit guys and stuff, I wouldn't make the team now. No way in hell.
Well,
you're going to have to really either be a penalty killer on the fourth line or put some points up like a Tom Wilson on the first, second line.
And Tom Wilson's getting paid. So this kind of he kind of is the fly in the ointment of what I'm about to say. But I would say that you having those guys around helps you be a better offensive team overall, because if you can find a Tom Wilson type who can find a groove with your top line, it allows you to spread the wealth across your second and third line, right? Okay, what helped Washington so much in that Stanley Cup final is that they could come at you with that third line and come – because Vegas, up to that point, you know, we knew they were a counterattack team and they were going to come at you. They were going to turn the puck around and go the other way. Well,
dude.
Washington
Wilson.
Comes cycling those guys out. It helps you spread that
yes.
wealth across the top nine.
And it gives you that Wilson is a scary dude on the ice, man. I am telling you, when you have the puck and that dude's out there for 20 minutes and he's always on you as a D-man where you get rid of the puck and it goes D to D and you know he's going and he's the first guy going from D to D to try to put a stick in the lane and he's coming and he's kind of blindsided. He's on your left blindside spot so you can barely see him in your peripheral vision. You're speeding up that pass. And you're probably going to screw it up because you're going to get corked and you need to spin off of that hit because he might hurt you. Not because he's jumping and elbowing you, because he's big and powerful and he can get from point A to point B. That is scary, and I want that in the game.
I hope
anyway,
Tom
we got to go to
the
break.
I hope Tom Wilson keeps it up, but let me tell you this.
If he helps you high, then ding him out.
If that point production drops even a little bit from what it is right now, they're going to turn on him so quick and in a hurry when they can't sign a guy they want to.
Maybe because he's making a ton of money.
Exactly.
But he's still going to be useful up and down the lineup like a Pat Maroon. But he's getting paid a lot more than Patty. But he'll still be useful.
You know who loved that Tom Wilson contract?
Who?
Pat Maroon. Because Pat Maroon's going to point to that contract after he has the year.
Great,
I tell you
what.
Dave
Rapp the third, sometimes you do bring up some good points.
I think this year, I'm not trying to be Homer guy here, but I think Pat this year playing with O'Reilly and Tarasenko.
It's going to be great, man.
And look what that allows you to do. It allows you to keep Shen. And Shen and Schwartzy together, and then it allows you to separate Tarasenko from those two and start something new And what did Chicago always have so much success doing, right? Separating Kane and Taves.
1-2 punch, baby.
Kane anchors that second unit, right?
Who do you want?
You go.
So if Vladdy doesn't feel it one night, you know what? Schwartz and Schinner are going to feel it. And then they're going to be jammed down your throat. Bring it on. Who do you want? I love that.
And we're going to stick Bozak and Steiner on your top offensive line.
Yeah, and they're going to be a pain in the ass. And they're going to be a pain in the ass, and they're going to back check like sons of bitches.
I'm telling you, man. This team.
They got it. They got the tools. They need the identity.
They
need the identity, man.
Except for a goaltender. And I'm not saying Jake can't be. I'm just saying they haven't seen it yet.
I hear you. Okay, we got to go to break. We are live at Top Shooters, 531 State Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, talking pucks. Cardinals down 3-0. We'll be right back. 5-9 The Fan at 5-9TheFan.com. Rammstein for you, Dave Rath III.
This is more of my style.
Little Rammstein for you. Probably one of the best live bands ever to exist. Go check them out on YouTube.
Good to see you get
scary.
Away from the soft rock. It's good to see you get away from the soft rock.
How dare you? How dare you?
Because I know you like the soft stuff. KZK,
I'm a soft guy.
All that kind of stuff.
KZK, get out of my
really
get
touch
out of
with
my
your.
We saw a little Pat Maroon jersey right now. Why don't you come over here one more time and show the camera real quick?
That's this year's.
Come over here and show the camera real quick. One more time. That looks sweet.
Adidas.
Turn
that's
around.
A
look at
jersey,
that. That
right?
thing looks
there,
good. Patty,
friend.
What is up? Keith
that
Kachuk.
Is a game authentic right
Keith
there.
Keith Kachuk is not happy with you. I talked to him the other day when he got inducted to the St. Louis Pro Sports
is he really not
no,
happy about it?
I
thought he was cool.
Are you kidding
with it?
Me? He'll give Patty so much hell for it, though. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, we went out there and saw the big Walt, big dog, one of my favorite human beings ever to live.
Right,
and
right.
played with. He was so damn fun. We had such a blast. I learned a lot from that big boy. And so congratulations to him. I mean, that family is just ridiculous.
They did I like the way they did handle the number seven thing for what they did. There were so many guys. You had Joey, you had Red, Walt. You had all these guys that wore it that were so great. They they honored it in the corner. And I think it's kind of cool that they'll let the number seven live because in soccer – the number 10 means something, right? You can't retire that number because your best player wears
your
number 10.
Your best player, yeah.
I would be kind of cool with the guy who most represents Walt and those guys being the guy who wears number 7, and I think Pat kind of fits that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You got a local guy, and everybody's excited about. Right. So give him that. Pump it up, man.
He'd be kind of cool way to keep those guys around without retiring the number.
Yeah, it's not some kid that's like, we don't know who he is, and all of a sudden we're going to give him
like,
that
we're not just going to let anybody wear number 7.
No, Patty's special. It is what it is, man.
Guy,
he's from Oakville. He's a big hillbilly. We all know
that's a cool thing.
855-282-8255. We want to hear from you. I know you guys are going to chirp Dave Rapp III for being a pansy.
That's good. Usually I'm not. I'm not the one that's directing.
Well,
I'm sorry,
Gino's going to be all over you today. I'm going to be reading every single
thing
you text.
They're on me today.
Well, they're going to be on you. Is Rap talking about pad colors and no checking? Cam's girlfriend has a bigger set than him. No, she doesn't, by the way. No, she doesn't. But
listen, I'll never apologize theory, for being a goalie nerd ever.
Big Al, Bob, your girl just said your power play can't hit a five hole.
Ooh.
I don't understand what that means. Love you, boo.
Sounds
Thank
weird.
Thank you. See, Kyle chimes in. And I follow him on Twitter as well, at @CKyle_Kyle, that is. We've been giving – hold on a second. There's a lot coming in here. He goes, we've been given inches, and the whiners take miles. We give up much more toughness in hockey, and it really will be the NBA on skates. Guys like Wilson are demonized on so much reputation alone. It is absurd. Hockey fan culture right now is toxic.
Ooh.
Man, look, he's on Twitter, and he defends all the scraps and all that stuff, and I follow him, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's a passionate hockey guy, man, and he loves it. And,
I like when guys have a take, man.
I like it, dude. Absolutely, man. He's old school, and I get that, but I do like where hockey is now, and I don't mind it as long as they keep the fighting and the toughness in that you got to be able to play, and you got to be able to get minutes if you're going to be that heavyweight coming in, or you got to find something like a PK or some sort of other element besides hitting and fighting. So, saying that, Big Al chimes in again. I'm not going to read it. Hockey Bob goes, you know, fellas, if Maroon isn't such a success with the Blues as former Sevens players, that is, the Blues might have to honor another Sevens night. Well, maybe. Patty had a couple of good preseason games, but he's got a lot of work to do here, okay? All right, you know, he might not even be on first line starting. We don't know yet. So he's going to come out and play great tonight,
too. Here's the other
thing
you got to remember. If Pat has the kind of year we think he's going to have, there's a good chance the Blues can't afford him next year.
Well, we got some things coming off the books. If Patty comes out and does what he's supposed to do, he's going to be utilized, and you want to got to keep a guy like that. I don't want to go too far on him because I've been talking about him a lot lately. But if he can go out there and he's not playing great and he can get bumped down a couple lines, he can still be effective in so many other ways because of his physicality, his size, and he'll scrap with you, too. So
you got anything else on that text line?
Yeah, Rap is a loser. I hate Rap. That's he looks like a girl. He looks skinny. What's wrong with him? Give him some of that delicious pizza you get at Top Shooters. Here you go, Rap. The right here. You said you need 500 extra calories.
You need to find 500 extra calories.
Isn't that pathetic, Kate? Kate's laughing at you right now.
We were talking about the fourth line before we went to break. And where do you go with the fourth line? Grit or Gunners? And for me, I like the idea of the young kids playing. I don't necessarily think you have much to gain from a Sundquist or a Thorburn playing regular minutes on the fourth line anymore. I'd like to see a fourth line that consists of, and I liked this the other night, because I don't want to put too much on Fabry's plate right off the bat. Wouldn't mind seeing a fourth line that has Fabry, Kyrou, and Thomas on it.
I could see that, and they're going to have to get a little bit more ice time. But the other night they played 10 minutes, and they had a lot of chances. So, look, they're going to be able to create, and honestly, if they're playing great and some other line isn't, then you know what? You got another line that can put the puck around, move the puck around, and get in on forechecks extremely hard because they all can skate. But you're missing one guy out that I think should be in a lineup on a regular basis the way he's been playing and how he led the team in hits last year, and that's Dmitri Yashkin.
Right,
and
I love
that. And again, dude, three years ago he came on board, he had like 13 goals or something like that his first year, then he went down and down and down. Everybody's like, what happened to Yashkin? Well, now we know what he is. He's a guy that's going to hit. He's a guy that is strong on his skates. He's not going to fight you, and that's fine, but he'll stand in front of the net, and he's got good hands, and he could put a little pressure on Pat Maroon, too. Like, if Patty, you're not doing what you're doing, then, and we need a big body in front of on that top line that can go get pucks like you do, then we got a guy, and that's Dmitri Yashkin. So they need to have that competitive edge together. And
how would you
feel
about a third line of Yashkin, Bozak, and Steen?
Don't mind that at all. I don't.
Because I would think Steen could go either. We've seen Steen could probably play either side.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Steiner could pick up the puck on the wall with his eyes closed,
right,
man.
So he could play either side. There's your go-get-em line. You've got a go-get-em guy
in your face
on your top line with O'Reilly,
yes,
and Tarasenko. I think with that kind of setup, that allows you to have a fourth line of Fabry, Thomas, Kyrou, and let those guys eat up other teams' fourth lines.
They will.
They're going to skate them to death.
You're going to be chasing. Although the fourth lines in the Central Division are pretty big, man. Like, you're going to have in Nashville, like, Ronaldo.
Right,
you want Ronaldo to catch a Kyrou?
You made the key word. You got to catch him.
You got to catch him.
Got to catch him.
Yeah, you do.
And if they got those guys skating the other direction,
the whole time,
it's going to be hard to hit them.
Exactly. And then they're going to have to put their a top line against your fourth line. And now you've just screwed up their whole matching system. And that's exactly what you're doing
with being
a coach.
Because I want to talk about something else, too. And I don't mean to, like, call out hockey guys and hockey writers all over
the
place.
Don't call me out,
then. I don't understand this. Well, there's not much to gain by this guy playing on the fourth line. So you might as well send him to the A. Number one, I when you have a guy that's of an elite talent level, I really do think there's something to stunting his growth or even the momentum a player has. You know, like, where would Robbie Fabry have ended up if instead of being allowed to be a part of that lineup the first year, he had to go deal with the nonsense in the A and hopefully he doesn't get killed for an entire
Well, he
season.
Wasn't playing on the fourth line at that
I
point.
I know. I'm just saying, but if the fourth line consists of other elite talent type
it
players.
It depends on the minutes they're going
to
get,
not,
though.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't even like it to that point, because even if they're only getting 7 to 10 minutes a night, I'd rather Thomas and Kyrou get 7 to 10
playing
in the National League, playing with each other against NHL talent, than get 15 to 20 minutes
on
a night
every
in the
special
A.
team. Because
I think they're offensively talented enough where they're going to get special team minutes. And I think there's going to be nights where your first line doesn't give you much, and you say, all right, boys, it's your turn. Let's go.
Well, there's going to be nights
where it equals itself out.
Well, if that's the way you're going to play it, then yeah. But if you're already solidified, like, I'm going to play Vladdy, and I'm going to play Schwartzy, and even Steiner's line, a certain amount of minutes, I don't care. We're going to rotate that, and we're going to give the rest of that fourth line, knowing that there's not much of a competition for the fourth line. Even if they're playing good, they're going to be limited anyway. But if you go into it like, you know what, it's all competition now. We're so loaded to where it's like, if you guys ain't doing it, then this fourth line with a bunch of energy, you know, with
here's the other point
piss
that I
and
have,
vinegar.
Right?
Yeah.
Why wait with these guys? Because with the exception of Patty, everybody else is locked up for two more years. I mean, the spots aren't going anywhere. Bozak is here. Steen is here.
Yeah.
Tank is here. O'Reilly is here. Perron's here. They're all signed. So what's the difference of putting him in next year as opposed to this year? Next year you're going to have the same problem. All those guys are still going to be here next year, maybe with the exception of Yaskin, right? But with the lineup we're talking about, you can get Yaskin in this lineup, and you can still have Fabry in this lineup too with Kyrou
Some guys develop differently, and a lot of guys – get their confidence up, being on a top line in the American League, being on knowing you're the man, knowing that you're getting 20 and we need you to go 20 hard, 20 minutes a night, and being on first special team units, both sides of the coin there. Maybe that helps develop their game more than being on a fourth line. And Vladdy Tarasenko's dominating every single night for the first 2 months with Shin and Schwartzy, and you can only give them 5 to 7
what
minutes.
What if that Red Wings team doesn't put Datsyuk on their roster to play on their fourth line?
They had injuries that year. I just watched.
What
that.
If they don't put Datsyuk on that roster?
That was what, 99-2000?
When they had just loaded Hall of Famers everywhere.
Well, here's
that was the year. Didn't they had Hasek and Curtis Joseph that year and Chris Osmond.
He came up and absolutely dominated.
Right.
I mean, Cook games.
But what
over.
If they don't put him on that roster? What if they don't give him a legit?
He was
chance?
Doing special things more than any of these guys have
you
ever
think
even
so?
Shown.
Because yes. Kyrou is
I watched,
looking pretty good.
You go on YouTube, man, and you can watch every single year. Of playoff series.
I'm not saying
series.
They're Datsyuk.
I'm watching
wrong.
The playoff series. Datsyuk dominated.
In his first year.
Yes.
I remember it.
He took games
right.
over. We haven't even
Am
seen
mistaken,
that with these
though?
Guys.
Was he not on the roster from the start of that year? I thought he started the year with them. I thought he made the team out of camp, I thought.
If he did, there's a reason for it. My point because is the way he made the team was more significant than what Kyrou and Thomas
right.
have even done.
See,
times
I just don't
10
know.
With
I
each
just
other
don't know.
Right now.
I
so
don't know.
If they're only playing 5 to 7 because everybody else in the lineup is playing a ton of great minutes, you can't just
Am
feed
I ridiculous?
Them more.
I want to say something that I put in the notes, and is
right.
it ridiculous?
Yeah,
to
it is.
To me, every minute in the NHL is equal to 2 minutes in the A. One NHL minute equals two AHL minutes as far as building
yeah.
your game.
It depends on what kind of player you are. You know, if you're the guy that needs a lot of
Good
minutes,
point.
Man,
I can see
it
that.
Just, it's just
I'm
no.
talking about Kyrou and Thomas type players. Let's be specific.
Well, like we saw him one time get 7 to 10 minutes or 10 minutes that night, and they looked good. They did. They got scored on one time, but they were controlling the puck. They had some great plays. So, if that's the case, then you know they're getting 10 to 12 minutes, and then they're going to be effective. But if it starts sliding down more and more, it's not going to be good for him.
It also keeps the workload light for Fabry because you don't want to rush this guy too much. I'm having a feeling that he's going to need to be relaxed and eased into this. And that's not a bad thing either. Listen, when you don't play hockey for that long, it's hard to get your body acclimated to the NHL
You're,
game.
Yeah.
It's a tough game to play.
You're absolutely right.
I've
You're
never
hesitant.
Played it. You have.
There's Hockey Bob with no
Gray.
Sleeves on his shirt. That is
He's
so
here.
Weird. I can't believe
He's
it.
Here. Gray.
Don't touch his arms, Kate. Don't touch
no.
his arms.
You
oh,
let
my.
Her hug him?
Oh, God.
You
oh,
let
God.
Her hug him?
Oh, God. Okay. Clean yourself up. Go ahead and clean yourself. I'm joking. Okay, so Hockey Bob shows up, of course, and he texts while he's here. But real quick, I got a couple funny ones for you. Let's see. Father White chimes in. Big Al and Hockey Bob need bleach injections.
I
there you
mind
go.
That. If right, you bring them up here, I will give them.
I'm going to start a fight right now with Father White and Hockey Bob. Pat Jimmy Remax 2, over under number NHL game. Huso plays this year.
Ooh.
I'm going to say 7.
Well, so you're setting the over-under at 7?
Yes.
I'll take the over.
Really?
Yeah, somebody's
oh,
going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Oh, snap, baby.
I think
yeah,
Huso,
you're probably right. That might be a dumb number to set.
I think 7's a low number to
Is
set.
Is it low?
If yeah. you put it at 10, I would be more willing to take the under than if it's 7.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that big of a deal.
Well, it is, though, if we're talking, you know, if we're putting money on it.
Yeah, I'm not putting any coin on that because who the hell knows? We're going to have to see what Jake does tonight. It's going to be a big test again. Dallas Stars coming to town, and they have a legit lineup.
I hope they really give it to Jake tonight, and we see what he's got. I wouldn't mind seeing Jake get 50 shots tonight.
Yeah, but that means the D's collapse
yeah.
and all that. Hey, come on. What's wrong with
I
you?
I just want to see what the guy's got.
How about, like, I don't want him to get a shot for 20 minutes and then all
see,
of a sudden
I
get a
know.
Timeout. All of a sudden get a flurry of shots and stop every single one of them. Because that's probably what the case is going
to
be like most likely.
I'm
is,
starting to
is
think
we're going to have so much pressure and then all of a sudden they're going to go down 2-1 and light Jake up because he hasn't seen the puck in 15
I
minutes.
I think Jake's one of those guys that needs action. I think Jake's one of those guys that loses focus when he doesn't get a lot of shots.
Yeah, and we don't want that because right. that could be the case in a lot of spurts and games, man. Where
and he's always had a really good defensive team in front of him. Like
yeah.
Last year they were a little suspect, but.
Yeah, he's still 6th in the league in shots, so.
You know.
I mean something. I mean something.
Right, I get you. I'm
855-282.
They weren't as good last year as they have been in years past.
5-5.
Defensively.
Father White goes, Jesus Christ, I need sleeves to grab onto to pull his shirt over his head.
There you go.
You might be getting called
hey,
out, Hockey Bob. He's
Father
getting close
White
to Kate.
He's
getting close to Kate right now.
Yeah, he is a little close. He's close to the food, too, don't you think?
He's staring at the food. Yeah, you're
he's
right.
He's close to the food. He's close what to his fiance. It's like a whole thing over there.
Father White's bashing him right now, and he doesn't even
these
know
guys it. Don't like each other, the Father White? And
I think all the text line, they all kind of go at it together, right? It's funny.
I love it.
No, you're not. And that's fine because I'm not kidding.
See, that's the
no,
thing. People,
of course you are.
People you're show fun. Up to Top Shooters to watch this thing happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know.
That's how it happens.
It's easy chirping when Hockey Bob's
we got
here,
everybody
sure.
in the crowd. They're tweeting and they're chirping us on the text line, but they're here at Top Shooters.
Oh, Jay, we got Jim Patton on hold. I figure he would chime in and
he's
give us a little update
say.
On what how Jay Bomeister.
Yeah.
He was there the other night, and I go, Jim, I need a full report on Jay Bomeister. I know you're going to be watching from the 300s where the real people watch games, and I want a report, and you never gave me one, so I guess we're going to hear it now.
There
what do you got, Jim Patton? What's up, baby? I don't know. Where's Rock?
Where's Jim?
Can you turn him up? I don't
Jim.
Know if it's – do we not have Jim?
Oh,
Jim, you there?
We lost Jim. He's not ready.
We lost him.
He wasn't ready to go.
Well, that he's never going to be able to call in again then.
That's like a J-Bo move if I've ever seen one. You know?
Wow, if that was like equated to hockey, he'd be like minus five right now, got knocked out.
He just took – he just dumped it over the glass on a 5-on-3 is what he did.
He dumped it over the glass and got a penalty for it
right.
while no pressure's on him.
On
then falls down and lets a breakaway happen.
I think that happened to the Blues a couple times last year.
I think last year?
Yeah, with that same situation.
Where they got pressured on a power
and they
on
just gave
play?
It up and threw it over.
Yeah, well, they went through a couple weird spurts.
These
so.
Things, they do happen. They do happen.
But, yeah, we're going to have to go to a break here soon. Rock, I don't know what live reads we got, if you want to check those for me. But this is going to be a big test tonight. Jake Allen's going to get three periods under his belt. We're going to see what these kids are going to do. We're going to see how Patty fits in as well. I mean, there's just a lot to go after. Of course, Yashkin's not in the lineup. Thorburn's not in the lineup. But they're going to see what Sundquist is in the lineup tonight. And we're going to see what he's got. What if he goes out there and plays a great game?
He's
then
not making the team.
He's not going to make the team.
Right. Not making the team. Sorry.
He's on a one-way contract.
Hate to be negative, but he's not making the team.
We still got the Soshnikov on a one-way contract. We don't know what's going on
that's
with
a
him.
Guy I feel like he's just been.
Whoa, kid.
Where'd he go?
Jim's back. Okay,
where'd
what's up,
go?
Jim?
You
give me that
hey,
report
Cam,
on Jay Bomeister. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Cam, there.
What do you got, bud?
Well, you said everybody's there, but everybody's not there because I'm not there.
That's
there
very
go.
True. That's a great point. Great point.
Why didn't
what
you
been...
tell me that Hockey Bob and Big Al and all the crew was going to be over there? I would have snuck on over.
Well, he's always over here, and you know that. So I figured you'd come over with that report that I sent out of Jay Bomeister and how he played the other day because I know you're watching him like a hawk.
Well, he was shocked. He was minus one right off the bat. So, you know, I mean, he did his normal. And I'm gonna, since you got Rapper on there, you know, once we get healthy on the blue line, basically if he's anything higher than a 5-6, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Well, he's on the top pair tonight there, buddy. How you feel about that?
You're 0-for-1 now, Jim.
Yeah, well, it's still preseason, too. So,
there you go.
You know,
they're
going to
give him every chance.
They're going to give him every chance. Well, he's been in the league 19 years, Rapper, so how much of a chance
hey,
do you need?
Cam said that. I didn't
Yeah,
say
Rapper,
that,
he's been in the league 19 years. What's wrong
yeah,
with
what
you?
Is, what is wrong with me?
No, Jim, look, they're going to give him a chance to come back from those surgeries, and they're going to see what he could do. And if he can log a lot of minutes, fine. And if he can't, then we'll give him 12 minutes on the fifth, sixth spot and see what he could do there. And I think he could be fine at that moment. But you're going to still give the veteran who's been in the league a long time a little taste, see how he works with, I guess he's with Parayko tonight maybe. I don't know.
Who, Edmondson? Edmondson's with Parayko tonight, I thought.
Okay, then he's going to be
with Petro. Well,
oh, with Petro. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Oh, jeez. Now he's going to screw Petro up. Damn it. I'll tell you. Well, anyway, I did not like that J-Bo and Parayko match together. I didn't like that the other night.
Of course
I think,
you did.
He needs to be paired up with somebody else.
Yeah, with the guy. Well, with the guy in the press box. Is that what he wanted to be
yeah.
paired up with?
Yeah, well,
with Gunnarsson, who's injured.
But, no.
See, look at that. Now he's eating your food.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I know we're beating this guy to death. But, anyway, hey, I'm going tonight, Cam. I don't know. Are you going to be down there?
I'm going to watch it on an 85-inch screen TV tonight, Jim, and I'm going to chill. I'm going to have a bottle of wine. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to take my notes down because that's what I do so I can let everybody else know my thought process.
You're a damn name dropper is what you are. But, anyway, hey, listen.
Oh,
name dropper.
I'm going down there, and I'll – I'll call you over the weekend, give you a report. But, hey, I just want a couple things real quick. I hope they give the kids, Thomas and Kyrou, I didn't see the lineup, give them more ice time tonight. I like the way they were skating the other night.
I did too, dude. I absolutely did.
They're
they made some plays. They're going to make the team, man.
Make
You're
a
right.
team, and they're going to play.
They're going to make a
time.
Team because Bobby Fabry is going to be on the IR. You got Gunnarsson on the IR. There's going to be they're going to have a chance.
And I'm very excited to see Kyrou play with Shen and Schwartz.
Yeah,
that's going to be exciting.
I want to see that speed. Oh yeah, man.
Well, and you know the other night really Copley stole that game. I mean he stopped almost 40 shots. I mean you know I was disappointed I was down there and but Copley played a hell of a game. I mean I think he stole the game for him.
Hey. Yeah, he was trying to prove something to somebody that night.
As he should. No, and that's how you make teams.
Should have kept me.
It's a shame he's not our backup anymore since we got nothing for the Oshie trade now, since we don't have Brower or Archive.
Well, they had to keep Bennington, so there you go.
I don't know where he's going to fit.
They had to keep
Bennington. Yeah, our goalie situation is going to be okay. Chad Johnson's looked all right so far, so we'll see what happens tonight. Jim, I expect a full report from you. Do your thing. Drive safe.
I will
and I'll talk to you the weekend.
Opening night also. Opening night, I will be there in force.
I will, okay? too. I'm going to be walking on the ice with all the alumni that night, so me and Kate are pumped up about going
cool.
up. Yeah.
And if for any of you are wondering, I will also be walking on the
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, he's gonna walk behind me and kiss everybody off.
What jersey are you wearing so I can keep track of you?
I'm actually going to be wearing the rap jersey.
Last year I was between Al MacInnis and Brett Hall, so rapper's going to snuggle up in between all of us, so it'll be really cute.
It's going to say rap, and then instead of a number, it's going to have a big N and an H for not happening.
All right, Jim, have a good time. Have
hey,
a good
hey,
weekend,
take
buddy.
Care, guys.
See you,
buddy. All right. That was Jim Patton giving us the Jay Bomeister report.
Well,
thank
here's
you,
a Cardinal report. They're terrible. They're still losing baseball games.
Ooh,
and now
it's
4-1. Losers.
4-1. 4-1. 4-1.
Losers.
We'll do some live reads when we get back from next break. We are live at Top Shooters 531 Old State Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, watching a ball game. It's beautiful outside with that big back patio. Come check it out. Hockey Bob's creeping everybody out and stealing my pizza and creeping my girl out as well. So it's like a triple factor there, whatever that means. But he's doing it. We are, again, live at Top Shooters. We'll be back 590 Fan at 590fan.com.